You say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world.
From Pocket Lint Productions, it's The Adventures of Carl and Bernie.
Hey, guys, is this the line to the bathroom?
No, we're waiting to get into a magic show.
Dick.
Anyway, you were saying.
Huh? Right. So I call him up, and I'm like, hey, UFOs are making money off the thing. I should get paid for it.
Commie.
Then I said, hey, get this. If you refuse to honor our agreement, you'll be hearing from my attorney.
Wow. Nice. Did you follow that up with a good day, sir?
No.
I said good day?
Hey, is this the line of the bathroom?
No, it's the line for H1N1 shots. Or was it bird flu? I can't remember.
Yeah, there was a rabid pigeon in here a little bit ago just fucking shit up.
Asshole.
So what would you have done if they wanted you to cough up an attorney?
Well, then we would have been dressing you up in a suit and a monocle, my friend.
A monocle?
Yeah, maybe have you smoke a pipe, too.
So does it look all classy and lawyery and stuff?
Precisely.
But they didn't call your bluff.
I believe the exact quote was, fine, Jesus, come get your check in the morning.
Wow. Well played, sir.
Hey, man, $200 is $200.
Really? It's only $200?
That's the deal.
Dude, they've got ads in The Voice now with you half naked and crying.
Well, if my esteemed counsel would care to renegotiate the terms.
Yeah, no, you're right. Your lawyer's not that good. Take the money and run.
That's the plan.
Hey, man, is this the line to the bathroom?
No, actually, it's the moron detector line.
Hey, look, it's working.
Hey, look, go fuck yourself.
It really is a slow-moving line, right?
God forbid any bar in Manhattan have anything more than one run-down water closet to service 100 people pouring drinks down their maws.
Yeah, but the guy's been in there a while. I think he might have made the same mistake I did.
Tiny tacos?
Bingo.
Not agreeing with you, huh?
I think the chef used to work at a prison camp.
So what's the situation with Denise now?
As far as...
her feelings about your brief foray into the business of erotica.
I showed her the tape, you know, and that I didn't actually do anything, and promised to use the money to buy her some shoes, so we're good.
That's all it took.
There was a speech of sorts about how if I'll understand boundaries, she'll get over my quirks, and I don't know, I was only half listening.
Boyfriend of the year.
I'm thinking about having a sash made. Thank God, it's about to get ugly. Excuse me.
You're excused.
I'm sorry, that was less of an excuse me, and more of a, hey, rude ass, you just cut the entire line, excuse me.
Oh, well, you're excused either way.
Hey, what do you think we're all waiting for, psychic readings?
You know what? I really gotta pee. Can we talk about this when I'm done?
Excuse me?
You're excused.
Stop saying that.
I will if you will.
Look, Paris Hilton, there are 6 people in line waiting to use the bathroom. Wait your fucking turn.
Well, based on the clothes you're wearing, I figured it was some kind of soup line.
Really? And based on the clothes that you're wearing, I guess you assume that this was the door for bumps of cokes and herpes shots.
You fucker.
Whoa!
What the fuck?
Take that, you fucking pussy.
Yeah, sorry,
I'll kill
buddy.
You son of a bitch.
Hey, well, yeah, right.
I just got hit in the face by a chick with a cat hair coat.
Don't do it, Brittany. He's not worth it.
Oh, I am so worth it, honey.
Right. My daddy's gonna fucking sue you, you piece of shit.
Oh, yeah? Well, you just punched my attorney. Hey, sorry about that, buddy.
How could you do that?
Hey, I'm real sorry, but, you know, in all fairness, she went all put your dukes up McGillicuddy on me.
But how could you just duck and let me take your punch?
It was reflexes, dude. You know, my training from... back in the knob.
You asshole.
Like I said, I couldn't be more sorry.
You owe me a punch in the face.
You want me to punch you in the face?
No, I mean you owe me getting punched in the face. Next time somebody's going to punch me in the face, you got to take it.
Excuse me.
That asshole just cut in front of us.
Then maybe you should punch him in the face, then we'd be even.
You know, I really don't think you understand how this repayment works.
Can I help you?
Davy Crockett.
Oh, hi, Kenny.
King of the Wild Frontier.
You're here for your check.
You guys really gotta get that elevator fixed.
Well, you're never coming back here again, so I don't guess that's much of a concern for you now, is it?
Really? Why's it gotta be like that, Davy Jones of the Monkeys?
You're running out of nicknames.
A little bit.
Yeah, here's your check. Now get the fuck out of here.
No interest in a sequel? Because I'll go across the street, sir.
There's a Burger King across the street.
I know. I'm going over there to get a Whopper as soon as I cash in this suite. Hey, what the fuck? Where's the rest?
What?
I was supposed to get paid 200 clams, buddy. This check is for 142.
Right, 200, you're gross.
As in, it's gross that you promised me 200 and only paid me 142?
No, as in it's 142 after taxes. You're familiar with taxes?
How's that?
We take out federal. We take out state. We take out Social Security.
Dude, I'm 34. I'm not getting Social Security yet.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, should I be?
We take out FICA.
Hey, FICA, you, buddy.
After all that shit comes out, your net is 142.
Listen, enough of this flim-flammery. The fact is, you said I was getting paid $200.
Look, bro, this is like how employment works. You've had a job before, right?
You know, in these tough economic times...
Are you fucking kidding me?
This is not about me, sir. This is about injustice.
Get out.
Not without my other $53.
58.
Whatever.
You're gonna make me call security.
I'm guessing security is probably you.
Oh, it is. Me and my buddy Louie.
Louie?
Louisville fucking slugger.
Oh, I'll be on my way, but this is bullshit!
Have a nice day, you stupid cocksucker.
Well, I won't now.
Good morning.
Hey, have you seen Carl?
He was up and out before I was, picking up the porn check this morning.
Right.
I made coffee.
Oh, thanks. I'm running late. What the hell are you watching?
Fox News.
Seriously?
It's called Recon, Denise. To intelligently fight the enemy, you got to know what they're up to. That way, when the revolution comes... Holy shit, what is Carl doing on Fox News?
What?
The elites are getting a taste of the real America, courtesy of the Tea Party Express. You patriots having a good time?
Yeah! Yeah! Fuck yeah!
I've got a new Tea Partier right here. Sir, what brought you to this Tea Party event?
Holy crap, am I on TV, like, right now?
That's right, sir, on Fox News.
Fox, like, you know, Family Guy. Woo! Stewie rules!
Holy shit.
Sir, what brought you to this impromptu grassroots gathering?
Well, I was just walking by, and I saw a sign that said TEA stands for Tax Enough Already, and I was like, well, hell yeah, I've been taxed enough already. Like, what about freedom, huh? I thought it was free. In fact, you can't spell freedom without free, right? Isn't that right?
Yeah.
And you can't spell tyranny without tranny. I mean, not to besmirch any of our nation's hardworking trannies, but... And what about freedom from taxes, huh?
Yeah.
Yo, like, I went to go get a paycheck right here, huh? Look at this. And look at all this shit, the stuff that they took out of it, huh? And for what, huh? Like, what are they using our taxes for?
That's a good question.
To pay off the banks, right?
True. For socialism.
And to take away our health care.
Just like Europe.
And to buy more guns for bombs and stuff that we'll never need and to make the kids read.
Okay, slow down there, sir. Do you have a message for our President Barack Obama?
Yeah, I do. I got it. Yeah. Like this guy over here was just telling me, you know, sometimes freedom is free, or it should be, or there should be at least a mail-in rebate or something. And sometimes when you've got to water the tree of liberty, the glass of water is only half full, and you got to fill that glass all the rest of the way up with the blood of Tyra Banks. And I mean, not the actual Tyra Banks, but the lamestream media. Oh, they're not going to talk about it.
That's right, Patriot. To hell with the mainstream media. I'm Valerie Vance for Fox News, America's most watched cable network. Back to you, Megan.
They've brainwashed my friend. They must have implanted a microchip. I have to save him. Are you coming?
Dude, I got to go to work. Somebody's got to make a living around here.
Do you have any medical equipment? I need extraction tools, a scalpel, something. I'm going solo, behind enemy lines. I will save your boyfriend, Denise.
Yeah, whatever.
Is he? Where the...
I need a handout, Annabelle. Won't you help me if you please?
Carl, what the fuck?
Hey, buddy. I'm glad you made it out.
What the hell are you doing here?
I'm celebrating my freedom with some patriots, man. Come on, sing along with me. I need a handout, Annabelle.
You are a moron. These are a bunch of brain-dead, racist corporate puppets. Fuck these people.
Hey, fuck you, hippie.
God damn it. That's two times you've gotten me punched.
Hey, that was all you, pal. I'm just here with some real Americans.
What are you talking about? This isn't the real America. This is all fat white people spending unemployment checks on fast food and Sean Hannity t-shirts.
It's not all white people. Well, look, there's a black guy over there.
That's a cardboard cutout of Obama.
Oh.
In an SS uniform with a Hitler mustache.
Whatever. Hey, there's a Mexican guy over there.
He's homeless. He's just sitting there.
So what? Homeless Mexicans can't love freedom?
Not in Arizona and not at a Tea Party rally.
Hey, listen. My eyes are finally open, man. It was like a sign. Here I am getting screwed by the government, and I stumble across this grassroots gathering of people who are tired of getting screwed by the government.
It's not grassroots, man. It's run by Republican corporate interests.
Oh, whatever. This is a non-Parmesan gathering, and we're all independents.
Who told you that?
Fox News.
Carl, Fox News is a Republican propaganda machine.
No. They just seem like it because the rest of the media is so far to the left. They're actually both fair and unbalanced.
That's bullshit, and anybody who believes that is a fucking inbred moron.
I heard that.
Ah, Jesus.
Fair and balanced, motherfucker. Woo!
Yeah, fair and balanced like Pravda.
Glenn Beck rules.
That's three punches you got to take for me now.
Hey, by the way, did you know that President Obama wasn't even born here?
Who cares where he was born? He supports the New World Order. Has anybody even told you about the Amero?
The what?
These people are amateurs.
Don't you see? This could add a new layer to our friendship. You love to protest.
Not with these mouth breathers. Do you even know what you're protesting?
Taxes and healthcare reform.
Don't do finger quotes.
And financial reform.
Please don't do finger quotes.
And illegal immigration reform. And all these Mexicans taking our jobs.
You don't even have a job.
Well, not with all the Mexicans taking them, I don't.
And the first time you do a day's work, you're so infuriated by having to pay taxes that you turn into one of these assholes?
Seriously, dude, what the hell have taxes ever paid for that's any good?
I don't know. How about the park you're protesting in?
Excuse me. Sorry. Hate to interrupt. Sir, we're going back on with Shep, and we got a really good response when we talked to you. Would you like to come back on?
Would I shit ya?
Carl, you cannot do this.
Put a lid on it, Buster. Okay, sir, let's go ahead and get your information this time. What's your name?
Carl.
Really?
Yeah, with a K.
Oh, dear. Carl like Karl Marx? That won't fly at all. What's your middle name?
Alan.
Al it is. Now, you mentioned your paycheck. What do you do for a living?
That was actually for a day's work on a fat guy crying fetish video for a porn company.
Oh, we're not going to be able to use that. Do you have, like, another more family values type job?
Not so much.
Okay, well, what do you do in your spare time?
Well, I smoke a lot of pot.
We're going to ignore that.
I masturbate a lot. I go to the movies, porn shops to masturbate a lot. I read a lot of comic books. I go to the deli. I like ham.
You like ham. Okay, that's perfect. You're a butcher.
What?
We're live in 3, 2.
Thanks, Shep. I'm here with Al the Butcher, one of the many proud patriots down here at Union Square in New York City for today's Tea Party rally. Al, are you having a good time out here with these real Americans?
You bet your ass I am. Woo!
Yeah.
Al, as a blue-collar working guy, why do you think it's important for people like you to get involved in this grassroots movement?
Well, you know, I mean, we're all in this recess, right? I mean, thanks to all these liberals and their taxing and their spending, driving us into debt, and we're just passing it on to our, I don't have any children, but, you know, other people do, so them. So, plus, we're trying to take our country back and support the troops! Woo!
The Butcher, what are your thoughts on the controversial Arizona immigration law?
Hey, if you're not doing nothing wrong, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But if you're in America, speak the native language. Speak American. Don't speak Mexican. Am I right?
Yeah. Right.
So put that in your pipe and smoke it, ACLU.
Thanks, Al. I'll tell you what, Shep, this crowd of real Americans really loves Al the Butcher. We'll check in with him again after tonight's keynote address by everyone's favorite gadfly, Ann Coulter.
Ann Coulter, is he that tranny?
Back to you, Shep.
And we're clear.
Can we get a little more excitement out of the crowd this time? Jesus, you sound like a bunch of Greenpeaces or something.
How'd I do?
Good. Maybe don't say tranny on the air so much.
Gotcha.
Aside from that, outstanding. Here, take this beeper. I'll page you the next time we need you for a live shot.
Awesome. Hey, Bernie, I'm on the TV.
Saying a bunch of bullshit. You don't even have any idea what you're talking about.
What?
The debt was run up under Bush.
Is he the president now?
No, thank God.
Yeah, your Kenyan Muslim socialist is president now, so it's his death. You know what they say, you bought it, you broke it.
Who says that?
Glenn Beck.
Glenn Beck is a dangerous crybaby reactionary huckster. Fuck Glenn Beck.
I heard that, long hair. Oh, God
damn it. Seriously.
You watch your fucking mouth.
That makes four.
Seriously, dude, you're kind of out of line.
You're defending Glenn fucking Beck? He's a Republican windbag.
Do your research. Glenn Beck is an independent. I mean, that's why he wanted health care reform before he worked at Fox. Duh.
I give up. I'm going home. I'm moving to Peru. This is fucking ridiculous.
Come on, buddy. Stick around. They're going to burn Nancy Pelosi in effigy here in a minute. And that funny tranny Ann Coulter is going to talk shit about liberals and homos later. It'll be great.
I'd rather listen to Sarah Palin choke my mother dead than Ann Coulter talk for 5 minutes.
Don't you dare talk about Sarah Palin like that, you son of a bitch.
Oh. I tried, buddy. Have fun with your lynch mob.
Hey, but Ted Nugent's gonna play later. You know, come on, the Nuge.
Have fun, you fascist.
Oh, that's a little harsh. Bernie, the Nuge. Get scratch fever, baby. The Nuge.
Shanti, shanti, shanti,
oh. Oh, hey, buddy. You're doing shanti your meditation, huh? Shanti, shanti, I thought you only did that in the early morning.
Well, that's normally the case, but my friend may be furious, so I thought I'd better calm down. Oh. Shanti,
yeah, sorry about that, pal. Funny thing, you know, I was hoping we could still be friends in spite of our new political differences.
Namaste.
I mean, isn't our friendship bigger than that? Like, you've been talking about overthrowing the government for years, but I can't.
Carl, don't overthrow it with these people. It's like climbing Everest with a bunch of pedophile priests. Good idea, bad company.
Look, man, these people like me, okay? They value my opinions.
Do they, Carl? Or do they like how you just spew back all the things they told you?
Wait, there's a difference?
Look, man, you're like my brother and I love you. And no, politics won't get between us. Nothing will.
Good, because I need to turn on the Beck Show.
I will shank you in the fucking stomach.
I gotta do some research.
What are you talking about?
The lady from Fox News pulled me aside right after you left. I guess Ann Coulter can't make it to the rally because they're holding her in Canada and something about Tate's speech laws. So they need a new keynote speaker, and Hannity saw her interviewing me. So he thinks I should fill in for Coulter.
Wow.
I know, right?
They are starved for superstars over there, aren't they?
Hey, every Tea Party member is a leader. It's like the American Revolution. Give me freedom. It's better than death.
Fine. Fine. I'm very proud of you for becoming the new darling of the Tea Party movement. Samuel Adams would be thrilled.
Who?
Right.
Oh, right, the beer guy. Anywho, since, you know, you're the good supportive friend and all, I was hoping you might help me out.
And how, pray tell, would I do that?
I'm no good at speechifying, man. I go from my gut, you know, say what's on my mind.
In a transient place that it is.
But, like, I just can't get up there in front of 40,000 people.
Hold on, I was down there. There was maybe 1,000. Who's saying 40?
Valerie did on Fox.
Yeah, of course.
I can't get up in front of all those people and improvise, you know? So I thought maybe you'd help me work something up, like watch the Beck Show with me, you know, so we can work a little something they'll like. Maybe.
Yeah. I'll help.
Yeah? Awesome. This is going to be the best speech ever.
Yeah. It'll rival the Federalist Papers.
I'm not reading a newspaper, dude. Just turn on Beck.
Please welcome Fox News correspondent Valerie Vance.
Hello, Patriots! Oh, come on, you can do better than that. Let's join near you. Hello, Patriots! That's more like it. As some of you may have heard, our planned keynote speaker Ann Coulter is being held as a political prisoner by this elitist frogs north of our border. They're almost as bad as the thugs south of our border. border. Am I right? But in her place, we have an exciting new voice in the Tea Party movement. I discovered this young man today at this very rally, and I know you agree with me that he speaks for us. The voice of the common, nonpartisan, working man.
How you feeling, buddy?
I'm okay. I think it's going to be okay.
They love you out there. Just stick to the cards.
Did they have the chalkboard for me?
Yeah, it's right out there.
All right. Well, thanks for doing this for me, buddy.
Hey, man. This is my pleasure.
Please join me in welcoming your friend and mine, Al the Butcher.
Hey, that's your cue, buddy.
All right. Sorry. I forgot this for me.
That's because it's not. Good luck.
Hello. Thanks for the warm and wonderful welcome. I just flew in from Chelsea, and boy, are my arms tired. Chelsea, a lot of gays over there, huh? I guess I'll just skip the jokes part of the speech. Hey, does Obama suck or what?
Huh? Yeah, woo!
Yeah, you know, like a lot of people, I'm not a politician. I don't follow politics. In fact, I don't really know how the political system works. And that, friends, is what's so awesome about the Tea Party movement. You don't have to understand politics to have an opinion and to yell about it loud and proud. But I do know that this movement found its footing during a debate over healthcare reform, aka the government takeover of our healthcare system. I mean, can you believe what this tyrannical dictator did to our healthcare system, huh? Like, I don't know about you, I don't want the government getting between me and my doctor, right? That's what the Nazis did. What's more, I don't want anyone getting between me and my doctor. And I sure as hell don't want my damn insurance company getting between me and my doctor the way this so-called reform bill mandates, right? But as long as these insurance companies and doctors are trying to get rich off poor Americans like us, the whole system will be corrupt. That's why we have to fight for the only healthcare solution that makes any sense. The complete removal of for-profit health interests. No insurance, no HMOs, no rich doctors. Take them all out. They all work for us, the taxpayers, and the government is the single payer that handles it all. And then everybody gets healthy, right? Are you with me? What? What'd I say?
He's a socialist!
Get him! Hey, what the fuck?
That's one, two, three, four, five. Carl, let's go!
Get these hillbillies off me! You and your gay boyfriend go back to Chelsea!
I'm really sorry you got your ass kicked, dude.
No, you're not.
There's part of me that's not.
I thought those people were my friends. They turned on me like a rattler.
Fame is a tricky business, my friend.
Bernie, what the hell did you do to him?
What did I do?
Hey, baby.
Hey, Snooky.
What happened?
I got my ass kicked by a mob of angry tea partiers.
Seriously?
Many were wearing NASCAR t-shirts.
No need to stereotype.
No, that's accurate. One in three, I'd say.
Poor baby. All right, Bernie, I got him from here.
Okay. Hey, I didn't know what to tell the duty nurse when she asked about his insurance.
Oh, yeah, he's on Medicaid.
Of course he is. I'm gonna see myself out. Later, buddy. Hang in there.
Hey, man, they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Is he okay?
I think the drugs are kicking in. He may start getting delirious.
You okay, Carl?
Come here, Mama. Baby needs to suckle.
Oh, that's my exit.
Mama!
See you at home.
Help.
Another one down, baby. What'd you think?
Ugh, you know, I don't like it when these shows start to get all political.
Oh, boy.
How's about you just make the people laugh and let them make up their own minds about the political stuff, huh? Just shut it and tell the dick jokes.
There you go, folks. Your email is already written.
And you can send it to us at iTunes and Facebook and Vimeo and Funny or Die and MySpace and YouTube and Twitter and Nudia.tv and at CarlinBurney.com.
How can they send us an email on iTunes?
Oh, angry people always find a way.
Yeah, copy that.
The Adventures of Carlin Burney is written and directed by Jason Bailey.
Bleeding Heart.
Produced by Mike Hall.
Gun Nut.
Executive produced by Mac Welch.
One issue constituent, legalized prostitution.
Guest starring Rebecca Dryden, Melody Lane, John Mahoney, Amber Mallott, Meredith Jones, Amy Huey, and Kristen Brown Jimenez.
All convicted felons, so they don't vote.
I'm Carl.
I'm Burney.
Thanks for listening.